Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A prescribed burn is planned for a military training area east of Fairbanks. The Alaska Fire Service says the prescribed burn will be in the Army's Yukon training area, 35 miles east of town, with ignitions in the Stewart Creek impact area, possibly continuing through May 14th. This morning's Alaska Interagency Coordination Center report says a reconnaissance mission was flown over the area targeted for burn yesterday and that ignition is anticipated to begin today if weather conditions are right. The AFS says the prescribed burn eliminates dead grass, reducing wildfire potential and facilitating military training. A local man died in a single-vehicle accident on Chena Hot Springs Road early yesterday. Alaska State Troopers report that 50-year-old Larry Woods Jr. of Two Rivers was killed in the crash near Mile 12 at about 1:30 a.m. Sunday. Troopers say Woods was driving at a high rate of speed and hit a moose. A passenger in the car, 53-year-old Edith Woods, survived the accident. Alcohol is believed to have been a factor in the crash. A firefighter contract is up for public hearing at a Fairbanks City Council meeting tonight. The council is considering an ordinance to pay for an arbitrator's decision awarding city firefighters health care and pay increases. The decision followed failed negotiations to replace a collective bargaining agreement that expired in 2015. Councilmember David Prus says the city is not bound by the arbitrator's decision and has no money to fund it.
We lost serious revenue sources from real estate taxes, municipal sharing from the state of Alaska. We're down in building permit income. We've given other unions rate increases.
The pay and health insurance increases amount to $1 million over 3 years. Fellow council member Joy Huntington says the city is looking for ways to fund the contract.
Trying to squeeze out of the budget as much as we possibly can, but it feels like, you know, feels like only change is coming out when we need, you know, when we need a lot more than that.
Also tonight, the council considers a capital expenditure to further a plan to demolish the Polaris building. An ordinance up for public hearing approves $46,000 to pay the North Star Borough back property taxes and fees on the long vacant downtown hotel so the city can take ownership of the deteriorating building. Plans to renovate the Polaris have not come together, and Huntington says demolition is the best path.
It just becomes an unrealistic endeavor unless someone came to the table with, you know, millions of dollars.
Polaris owner Anchorage developer Mark Marlowe has been unable to finance a long-pursued plan to renovate the 11-story high-rise into apartments. Councilmember Prus, who heads a Polaris working group, says he's lost faith Marlowe will come through.
I wish that he was able to redevelop that property, but it's been 16 years that he's been trying to do it.
The city is pursuing federal funds to pay for remediation and demolition of the Polaris. The council meets tonight at 7. An ice jam flood advisory is in effect for the Tanana River at Manly Hot Springs. The National Weather Service reports that a jam on the Tanana raised water levels in Manly slew 1 to 2 feet yesterday, causing minor flooding. The ice on the Tanana downstream of Manly to the confluence with the Yukon River has been observed to be firmly in place. The agency says water levels could rise again at Manly. The flood advisory runs through 4 this afternoon. There was an earthquake northeast of Fairbanks last night. The Alaska Earthquake Information Center reports that the quake occurred at 9:09 p.m., about 19 miles northeast of Chattanooga. It registered a magnitude of 3.8 and was located at a depth of about 5.5 miles. I'm Dan Bross.